Welcome to this Structure House podcast. I'm Jen Pels, clinical psychologist and clinical director. Thank you for choosing to listen today. Our podcasts are designed to bring ideas, information, encouragement, self-reflection, positive energy, and a way to keep connected with Structure House for our alums, friends, referring providers, and followers out there. Our podcasts are brief, typically 15 to 25 minutes, because we know many of you are busy. All of you are inundated with a variety of media to choose from, and some of us just have short attention spans. With spring in bloom and summer around the corner, many of us start thinking about vacations, beaches, pools, or other outdoor gatherings, and just staying cool in summer months. For some, this is a favorite time of year, and these are happy anticipations. For others, it brings a more painful body awareness, a self-consciousness, and heightened concerns about physical appearance, especially size, weight, and shape. So today, my guest and I thought it might be useful to have a dialogue about body image, about understanding it, looking at Western culture and the media's influence on body image, and offering some guidance to our listeners around how you might live more comfortably in your own body this summer. Let me introduce the professional guest I'll be interviewing today, Amy Sullivan, a registered dietitian and founder and CEO of Daily RD. We'll talk a little later today together about Daily RD and the services and benefits it can offer. Amy has 22 years of experience helping men and women overcome eating challenges and body image concerns. Amy holds certified eating disorder specialist credentialing and a master's degree in counseling. We're delighted to talk with you and learn from you today, Amy. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much, Jen.
Absolutely. It's nice to be able to do this with you today.
Oh, it sure is. I'm excited to talk with you here in the next 15 to 20 minutes.
Good. So we'll jump in together here. I think it might be useful to start with our listeners with just a little bit of understanding about body image. The nature of it, the nature of this psychological experience that all of us have. So let me begin by just asking you why you find it helpful and interesting to be able to have open dialogue about body image concerns. What makes this topic so important to be able to speak about?
Sure. Well, I think it's important, number one, because so many people struggle in the area of body image. And the more we can have open and honest dialogue, the more we can be helped. Certainly this time of year, as you mentioned, anxiety can be amplified around body image. So this is prime time to be discussing it. And I think it's very important because it certainly affects, how we go through our day. If our body image is negative, it permeates into other areas of our life.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think for many of us, we might assume automatically that body image is all about our actual body and appearance, that it's how we feel about our body is completely tied up with our physical attributes, and that we experience negative body image because of the things that we feel are wrong with our body. But is that all there is to it? Or do you think that body image is more complex than that? Is it about more than just our actual physical body?
It definitely is. Body image is influenced by a multitude of factors. It's influenced by our emotions, how we might be feeling. It's influenced by our self-esteem. Even our physical sensations can influence body image, and our imagination as well. So there's a number of factors. It's not just, limited to, to our actual body and appearance.
That's an interesting thought. Could you give us an example of when you said physical sensations might influence our body image or our dissatisfaction or satisfaction? What might be an example of a physical sensation that could affect us that way?
Well, I think as we look at, food and nutrition, that, when we physically feel full from a meal, which is a natural and a normal feeling, that sometimes we might identify with feeling fat. And, that's a physical sensation, again, that is normal and that's important for us to understand is healthy for us and is nourishing our bodies. But a lot of times, you know, something like that can certainly influence body image, just feeling a particular way in our body.
Mm. Oh, thank you for answering that. It makes me also think about maybe even things like fatigue, like feeling tired or feeling overly burdened, like literally feeling heavy or the weight of something on you. If even that might make a difference in how you feel about your body. It sounds like it could.
Absolutely. That's a great example. Mm.
So if we do make some of these assumptions that body image is all about your actual body and what you're telling us is perhaps there's more to it. But if we believe that, then we would probably also believe that our body image will improve greatly when we lose weight or fix our appearance in some way. Do you see a lot of people hold that belief? And is that something we need to challenge or think differently about?
Well, it's challenging in and of itself because the studies actually show that, you know, losing weight does not solve body image and self-esteem issues. And actually, sometimes weight loss can result in worsened self-esteem, self-image. So it's important to, you know, understand the reasons why somebody might want to lose weight. And, you know, if they are, you know, for the right reasons and it's, you know, improving health, you know, that's a lot different than somebody who maybe is feeling a sense of, you know, worthlessness or feeling unworthy, right. And trying to, you know, feel like they need to be better, by losing weight or, you know, people, you know, a lot of times people are trying to seek approval. And so losing weight may be a way, you know, that they do that. But the reality is those issues that are, you know, were there in the beginning are still, even when the weight loss happens. So, it's a great question and it's yeah. interesting to have a lot of, you know, have dialogue around, yeah. but yeah.
Yeah. It seems like that really, yeah. It seems like that really suggests, and I think about what that suggests for our listeners is just that awareness that there may be more work, might be more personal work to be done around body image that's very independent of the weight loss or the physical change they may be striving for. But just that to me sounds like an encouragement to those to really consider whether there's additional help, support, or work to do so that that doesn't surprise them or catch them off guard. I like the opportunity to bring that up too.
Sure.
And these are some internal factors we're talking about, you know, about things that affect our body image, our perception of our bodies. But certainly when we have a conversation about body image, it feels very worthwhile to bring in the fact and acknowledge the fact that our sociocultural environment may be playing a big role in how we feel in and about our bodies as well. So if we could turn to that for a moment, I'd like to think with you about how impactful our cultural norms and cultural ideals about appearance and size. How impactful are those on any individual's body satisfaction or dissatisfaction? Do they really have an impact?
Oh, I think they can have an enormous impact. You know, the beauty in it is this, that we can decide how we experience, you know, whether it's media messages, certainly images, we can decide for ourselves how we're going, you know, to experience those things. And it's important to discern, you know, what's positive and enjoyable for us as opposed to, you know, what might trigger insecurity and an unhealthy standard.
I love that idea that we might not be able to control everything we're exposed to, or everything that's out there available to be perceived or consumed from the media, but that what we have choice over is how much exposure, or how we limit it, or what messages we choose to be a part of, be able to take in. I really like that idea of there being a choice. Do you think that as you say that cultural factors do impact body image for a lot of people, that those messages have gotten more critical or harsher or more stringent about ideals of beauty? Or do you think it's more that the communication methods have changed?
Yeah, I think it's some of both. You know, the ideal body has certainly changed over time. What once was the ideal body is not what the media tells us that the ideal body is today. But, you know, we're also bombarded with, you know, multiple media channels, you know, where we're viewing images of many times unrealistic standards. And it makes it difficult for, I think, many men and women, you know, to feel like they measure up.
Do you think that most people are aware of the Photoshop effect, but that it still has an effect?
I think so. You know, again, we've got to train ourselves to really discern, you know, what is real, what is not, and be able to move away from the things that, you know, are unhealthy for us. And that might look different for you than it does for me and it does for the next person. So I think it's our own, you know, our own work that we can do in that area that can really, really be healthy and move somebody in a positive direction.
Sort of a new concept of some sort of conscious media exposure or intentional media exposure.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, have to start to do a little bit more. We talk about being intentional or conscious in lots of other aspects of self-care. Maybe this is one of those areas too, something like that.
Oh, I think you're right.
So that part that we can play in choosing and being intentional, if there were a way that media could play a more positive role in body image, what might that be?
Well, I think that we have to be find our own unique voices, you know, to promote healthy body image by, you know, following, sharing, encouraging, you know, a more diverse view of beauty. And, you know, there are movements, body positivity is an example, that are going on where we can do that and we can engage in those sorts of things that are certainly more beneficial to us, you know, than some of the things that I think we're bombarded with.
Mm-hmm. Talk about making those positive changes. You know, I think about this tension that can exist between perhaps overly rigid or harsh expectations for our bodies and the importance of trying to strive to meet that ideal. And obviously that not being a very psychologically healthy strategy. But also on the other hand, maybe is there a point where there could be too much body acceptance to the point where someone might overlook the necessity of weight management or of some efforts to alter something about their body because medically they're at risk. You know, there's this kind of inherent tension of where to fall on that spectrum, where both could potentially have negative consequences for an individual. And do you see that tension exists? Do you see any people you work with go through that tension of how should they be feeling about their body? Complete acceptance or still trying to change it? And how would you talk to somebody about that tension?
Oh, I think that's a great question. We absolutely see that with Daily RD. You know, body acceptance is not disregarding health. Instead, it's quite the opposite. You know, as we accept ourselves, we really feel more compelled to take care of ourselves. And really the sweet irony here is that, you know, by not trying to change, you know, how you look, it's actually much easier to change because, you know, when true acceptance occurs, you know, both psychological and medical health improve. And so we look at that more, not as black and white, but, you know, more gray. There's some balance there. And again, I don't believe that body acceptance is saying I'm going to disregard, you know, my medical or psychological health. It's quite the opposite. And when we accept our bodies, we really can do some good work for ourselves, you know, and whether it's medically or psychologically.
That for me really strikes me and stands out to me as perhaps one of the strongest messages we could give for our listeners to this this podcast today is that idea. I think because what I encounter a lot is those struggling with the desire perhaps for greater body acceptance and the awareness of the freedom that that might give them to, you know, to move more freely with their choices and how they care for themselves, but the reluctance to let go because of the belief that their dissatisfaction, their criticism, their negative attitude about their body help them to motivate them or drive them to make changes. And they might say, if I was accepting, I would stop trying to change things. I need this negative harshness to drive me forward, to push me forward. And I can just imagine how hard that must be to let go of.
Sure. I think you're right. And I think we have to look at, you know, while that negative thinking may push somebody for an amount of time, it's usually a fairly short amount of time. So when we're looking at, you know, really, really seeing effective, you know, lifelong change, that's not the solution, you know, to allow, you know, the negative fuel the change, because it's just not, you know, it's very temporary.
Sustainability. We use that word a lot at Structure House. You know, what behaviors, attitudes, experiences are sustainable?
That makes a lot of sense. Yes,
yeah,
I like that.
It sounds like a body acceptance as a sustainability strategy. Yeah.
Oh, you bet. Yes, that's great.
So you, when we were preparing for this, you had shared a phrase with me. The phrase was, every body is different. That's a simple enough statement, and common sense tells us is true. But, you know, I suspect for you that this statement might mean something more than that, than just a straightforward observation that everybody is different, but rather that it may have some important meaning or message that you like to convey when working with individuals in this way. Could you tell us why this statement, everybody is different, is meaningful for you in the work that you do?
Sure. So, you know, health is not limited to a certain number on the scale or body size. You know, health can really be achieved at every size. And I think it's very important for all of us to learn how to celebrate size diversity. And there's so much, you know, beauty in, you know, the differences, you know, that we each have, as, and certainly as it relates, you know, to body shape and size. So that's where the everybody is different comes from. And when that skill is practiced of truly celebrating size diversity, I think there's naturally a greater acceptance that comes along with it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And perhaps the possibility of less shame being connected with bodies and sizes and weights that are all different.
I think
that's really important. So I guess I'd like to sort of wrap up the more formal interview questions that we've gone through today and make a couple closing remarks, and then ask you if you would share with us more about your program and the company that you founded. So I want to thank you, first of all, for your very thoughtful comments and this brief but important dialogue with me today. For our listeners, as we wrap up, I hope you'll consider the possibility for yourself, if you were to go into this summer season with a different perspective on your body, perhaps after hearing a few of the ideas that we've discussed today, that instead of the shame or guilt or criticism, fear of rejection, or the avoidance you might normally have around your body, to engage with it in a kinder, more compassionate way, maybe appreciating what it does for you, even as you might continue to struggle with how you feel about some of its physical attributes. Just to invite that possibility. And for our listeners who might want more support, not only around body image, but with managing their eating and weight concerns, I'd love for Amy, for you to tell us about Daily RD and the services available to individuals out there in the listener world.
Oh, you bet. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me today. It was, I think, great timing to talk about this topic, and wonderful to talk specifically with you. So thank you for that, Jen. At Daily RD, we are a team of specialized dietitians, and we specialize in providing support for overcoming binge eating, emotional eating, and chronic dieting. A lot of times, you know, those three things are intertwined, but all of our services are provided virtually. So we're able to support anybody across the country. And we allow our services, you know, to be very private. They're convenient for folks. You know, they can be done at home or mobile. But really, our goal in working with individuals is to help them gain freedom from binge eating, chronic dieting, maybe emotional eating, whatever they might be struggling with. And so we do that through individual counseling sessions. We do it through group support that we offer as well. And then we have a daily accountability and essentially messaging that one is able to do with their dietitian through an app. So it's a combination of those things. And we just find that all of those give people the support they need. And people are at different stages. You know, sometimes people come to us that, you know, have been you know, through something more intense. Structure House is a perfect example, and we can provide a tune-up and some support because we all need it, you know, from time to time. You know, life happens and things get hard, and food is often, you know, used in those times. So I think what we can offer, you know, for the alums of Structure House is something really wonderful, you know, just to help continue to support the journey that they're on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, I've got a great team of dietitians who are very compassionate, with, you know, phenomenal credentials, and just understand they've got good experience and big hearts. So we look forward to working with you.
And anybody could do this, regardless of where they live, because it's all virtual. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And if somebody were interested in learning more, following up, is the best way for them to do that to go to your website, www.dailyrd.com?
Yes, that's it. And the RD is registered dietitian. So yes, dailyrd.com will get somebody quite a bit of information. I mean, really everything from, you know, what you can expect, you know, what you get. You can see our team. So I think it's pretty comprehensive, but my number that comes directly to me is on there as well. So I'm always happy to talk with somebody about their individual needs and how we might be able to support them.
Thank you. We're really delighted to learn about the valuable services that DailyRD is offering, and in this creative way that really is accessible to a lot of people. I'm especially excited to be able to partner with Amy and her team to bring some ongoing care solutions to Structure House participants. So for the services you offer, Amy, and for the dialogue today, I thank you so much for joining me. And to our listeners, stay tuned as we bring you additional podcasts. Thank you.
Thank you.